You all know that I like music. Good morning. It's 10:01 a.m. on the 6th of February. Or February. And J. Cast, whose name I'm not going to pronounce because I will mess it up and he will sue me, did a boo yesterday about music and his favorite sounds. And I thought I would do my own version of that because, he inspired me to do it. But I don't play as well as he does, so you just have to put up with really terrible playing of all kinds. But I have 5 synthesizers, hardware synthesizers. 4 modules on a desk and my keyboard, which makes 5. 2 of these were flagships in their day from rival companies, Roland and Yamaha. And the other 3 are 2 more Rolands and a Korg. Although when they came out, they were all quite highly rated. The oldest being the Korg X5DR that I have from 1994, followed by the Roland SC88 Pro from 1997, then the Motif and Phantom XR from 2003 and 4. Those were the flagship ones. And still highly rated, the Motif Rack ES, superseded by the XS and XF, but there's no rack of that yet. And the Juno G, which is kind of Roland's answer to a Yamaha PSR, but does a lot more, including samples, in 06 or 07, I don't remember quite the year that came out. And he did a great job of demonstrating some of his favorite sounds. So I thought I'd do that across all my 5 synths, and why, you know, people might ask, why do you have so many synthesizers? Well, they all have their uses to me, because they're all different, and they all serve a purpose. Even the Korg, you know, it's old, very old. But because it's Korg, and I only have 1 Korg product and 3 Roland products. Or is that 4? 1, 2, 3. Oh, it is 3. I have to think about it. That's sad. And excuse my server fan, it's loud. Yeah, because I have all that, it just means I have access to a great amount of sounds, and about 8,000 plus of them, actually, I added up one day. So this is the piano that I go to when I'm really feeling sort of playful. It has a very quick staccato kind of feel, but it also is quite dynamic. If I play softly, it'll do softly. But also does very loud. And that reverb is set to 40 out of 127. So when you set it to 127, it doesn't get that much better until, that is, I move it to channel 4. And then it's huge. So then you have to turn it back down to like 70. So then I can play sort of softer, slower things. But anyway, that's that. This is from the Juno. This piano is an expansion board from Roland. It's Roland's SRX-11 piano, which I sort of like and lots of people don't. Next, we get to a very fun user patch that I stole from my Phantom, but I wanted it in the keyboard because I like it and I have to find it. So where are you hiding? Because it's a user patch, I have no number thingy to associate with, so I have to remember where it exactly is. It's a fun road. And I've lost it, so let's go back the other way. La-di-da-di-da. You're around here somewhere. Oh, maybe it's not. I should know where this is, you know. I should actually know where this is. Let's find it. Irritating, yeah. Lots and lots of user patches that myself and Arthur have created, including the scary cat, which I will show you momentarily. Helps to know your equipment, obviously. And I could find it if I just decided to... Okay, there it is. I knew it was around here somewhere. 77 for the record. So this is the nice Rhodes from the Juno that was on the Phantom that I ported the Juno so that Arfie could have it, because Arfie has the same keyboard as I do, but not all the other same all the other stuff. Isn't that lovely? So smooth and fun. And that does not use external samples. It's onboard samples. But didn't come with the keyboard. So I was like, hey, these are both Roland products, they both have the same engine, essentially. I'm going to steal it. So I copied it from one to the other. What else is there on this keyboard that I like? Of course there's a brass. These brass things I downloaded from a 4shared website, a Juno G 4shared page in Brazilian, so I had to sort of guess what a lot of it meant. Sorry, Portuguese. And these brass things I use everywhere. They sit in RAM, and they boot. They load when I turn the keyboard on. They come off of a compact flash card, and they go into RAM, along with a couple other things. Including another piano that is not bad, actually. It's a Phantom X piano that somebody sampled, and I got it from the same website before I had the Phantom XR, which is where this piano came from. It's quite nice. And actually, I also have a Motif ES piano that I also have now properly. It sounds quite similar, again from the same website, but this time only one layer. It also has very strange idiosyncrasies. For example, I will play a standard C major chord and watch what happens eventually. That's right. If you wait long enough, it just clicks. They didn't do the looping very well. Well, okay, not well at all. And from the same website, these beautiful strings that I do not have in any other synth, I don't know where they came from, and I downloaded them one day, and I put them in my keyboard after a show on TBR at 2 o'clock in the morning, and I couldn't believe how good they were. 10 meg of strings. Only one layer, but then beautiful strings anyway. And they also suffer from very strange idiosyncrasies. Again, C major, and watch what happens. Some of them have really bad loop points, and some of them do not. I think this bottom C is a culprit. This one, I think, isn't as bad. Oh, yes, it is. That one. So you have to use them in the mix very carefully. Silly. Very silly. So there's that. Now, Arfi has made a great deal of very fun user sounds, including a cat, which is up here somewhere. Oh, and this very Nintendo-style bass, which is awesome. I need to take down an octave. Play it soft. Slightly harder. It's actually really hard to play softly. There's a sound I was trying to get, which you heard a little bit. Come on. Like that. It's cool. And so this cat. Yes, he made a cat based on the Korg Legacy sound. Which is rather really funny. A keyboard cat. And if you use aftertouch on it, it sounds like it's drowning. So there's that too. Now let's switch to the Phantom. That was one of my Roland products, and I have a few favorite sounds from that. Of course, there's lots more, but you know, I won't go through every single thing. Now, this is cool. This is a sampled Yamaha P200 piano that James Bowden sampled. Well, he didn't sample, I think he got it from a sound font and inserted it into the Phantom as a user patch, so it's again loaded into RAM when you boot the unit. So I have a Yamaha piano in a Roland product, haha. That's quite fun. Then I found a sound yesterday that I didn't even know was here, which is in the user bank. Now, my user bank from my Phantom was basically James Bowden had this years and years ago, and I got his user sounds, and I sort of modified them with a couple of mine. And yesterday when I was making something for somebody else, I typed in 45, and I did it on the wrong synth. I meant to type it on the Juno, and it came out on the Phantom. And I came across this piano that I must have obviously skimmed enough. I've had this synth for a year. When did I get it? I think I got it in September of 11. But don't quote me. Yeah, it was September of 11, so I've had it slightly more than a year. But like I said to a lot of people, when you have this many sounds at your disposal, 8,000 plus, it's very easy to overlook stuff, and you find it years and years later without meaning to. And this is one of them. I didn't even know it was here. It's great. It's very ambient, and I'm going to find many uses for this, I'm sure. Many uses, and that's always a good thing. You know, you can never have enough great sounds that you can enjoy, because if you have only a few of them, then they run out, don't they? And I don't want them to run out. And if I run out of ideas with 8,000 sounds, then I'm just a very spoiled and arrogant little boy. So may that never happen to me. I'll be very sad. but this definitely becoming one of my favorite sounds. Actually stopped me in my tracks yesterday when I found it, because 45 on the Juno is actually, no, not that. I don't know what I'm doing. That's okay. It's that. I was looking for a sort of beat for something else entirely. And when I typed it, because they share the same bank numbers, the Phantom and the Juno, you see. So when I did type that and I got this, I was like, stuck in my tracks. How did that happen? I says to myself. And I was baffled. Anyway, I will get stuck here for hours, and I only have half an hour, so I must not do this. I really will get stuck here. So let's move on before I forget myself. Favorite sounds on the Phantom. Another piano, because it's just cool. That is not it. This is it. No, that's not it either. See, I'm clearly clueless. 11208. Yeah, that's the one. I typed the wrong bank number, that's okay. The reason I like this is because it supports the ghost notes feature. So if I play, for example, the following without the sustain pedal and play with it, it kind of has a sort of sympathetic resonance stampy type thing going on. So I like it for that reason. And it's also a nice soft... As a pianist of sorts, pianos I always go for, of course, and drums. But I won't show you drums because, well, you know, them's his drums. It's all about sounds today. Sounds. Very important things. Sounds. And this synthesizer has 6 expansions in it. 6. And because of that, there are a lot of choices and a lot of favorites in this, so I will try not to dwell on the Phantom too much before my time runs out, which I don't even know how long I've been recording for. Let's find out. I've been recording for 17 minutes. Wow, I only have 10 and a bit, well, 13. So I will not dwell long. I can't believe it's taken me this long to do this. I hope you guys are still listening and aren't bored stupid. Sorry, really sorry. This is a Rhodes that I got from an expansion board. It's on SRX number 7, in fact. I think it's called Ultimate Keys Expansion. And it was one of the first things I got as an expansion in, I think, 2004, when I had my Roland XV5050. And it's quite bright, but it's also very soft. So there's that. Now, more Rhodes. We have to demonstrate Taxi Rhodes from Studio Board from the SRX Board 3. Everybody, well, pretty much most people, no Roland gear, know of this Rhodes, and I'm one of the proud owners of it. Now, this came with a refill. A refill? Sounds that Roland put out later on as expansion patches. And I have refill for this board in my user bank, because that's where you put them. And again, Rhodes. this same EP, refill, excuse me. I read the word EP and said that. I didn't mean to do that. Here's another. This one isn't particularly great, but it can be used for sort of mixing things. Very strange phasing, isn't it? Some of these are just okay. The one I really wanted to show you was this beautiful steel pan sound in here, which is in the refill patch. Now this is rather a remarkable steel pan for a piece of, for a hardware. Even has the bass notes. Most of them do not have the bass notes. So it's liked by me because my dad is a steel pan player in real life. So I know what you can do with it and what you cannot. Which is not that, of course. Well, actually, my dad has a pan that goes up to E. But this sample set does not. Kind of B at the most. So there's that. Wow, I must keep an eye on this time. 22 minutes, okay. I will hurry through these. In fact, I need to switch synths now, because if I don't, I just won't get finished in time. Right. Let's switch to the SC88 Pro. This is a very boring sound without any reverb or chorus, isn't it? Listen to this. Again, another Rhodes. Add some reverb. 40, not 4. Still boring. Add some chorus. 40, again. And what do you have? And this came out on the SC88 in 1994, and it's great. It's dynamic, and you hit it hard. And the reason I bought this synth back, and I sold my SC88 to Arfi, is because this synth has exactly the same sounds as the 88 in it, but it has more. I think this has 1152 sounds, and the 88 itself has 654. This is the daddy to the, well, the successor to the 88. And no other synth I have has this exact Rhodes in it. And I wanted it. And I also found that when I bought this, I found other Rhodes in the... that was an 88 Rhodes, just an 88 Pro Rhodes, which is just as nice, which nothing else quite has. Which is right next to the other one, so it's easier to find. And now, let's see. There is some nylon guitar that I have to find, which is quite fun. I'm in the wrong place now. Go back there. Come on, you don't expect me to remember patches and stuff, do you? I have so many sounds and back numbers and things to remember, I would just die. Now, it's not even a great guitar, you understand. It's just a nice sound to play, even if it doesn't mean anything. That. 25. So we have 5 minutes to rush through the Korg and the other one, and the motif. So let's do that. 71684. Rhodes. The GM Rhodes on the Korg X5DR from 1994. The Rowlands do not have a tone like that. That's why some of these old synths are just so great. Very distinctive, isn't it? Only one time to show you one sound from that. So now let's go quickly. I'm going to use up all my time to the motif because I have not much time. Right, that's its piano. My favorite piano on this thing is actually not a great piano, but I have other pianos, so it doesn't matter. Home piano on the Motif ES rack. It's so weird. The reason I like it is because if you take your foot off the pedal very quickly and put it back, you kind of hear damper noises. Do you hear that? You have to be quick, so it's kind of very funny. There's that, of course. My go-to Rhodes on this synthesizer is R&B Rhodes. Which I like. I haven't even got time to show you the guitars, because I've just talked too much. So I hope you have enjoyed. Actually, there's 2 minutes. Wow. Okay, quickly, guitars. Up there. Of course, everybody rates Yamaha's guitars highly, which is why I got this synth primarily, but, you know, there's other stuff too. So there's a... Bear in mind, I'm not a guitarist. I'm a keyboard player, so... But it's kind of fun to go... sort of thing. And lastly, very quickly, a bass, which I really like. This Velo slap bass makes me happy because I like slap basses very much. And yeah, that's it. I think I have run out of time. So I hope you've enjoyed that very quick and crazy demonstration that I just threw together as quickly and efficiently, kind of, as I could. So thank you for listening to my madness. And good day. Cheers.